Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the lieutenant governor's race is rather prominent. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Republican lieutenant governor candidate Mark Hutchison. Of course, he's in a tough race against Sue Loudon in the GOP primary.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Stacey Woodbury, Greg Crawford, and Heidi Smith. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Nevada Newsmakers 10th Annual Teen Edition is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association, Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada State Education Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Mark Hutchison. He's candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Pleasure to have you here on the program, sir.
It's great to be back. Thanks, Sam.
One of the things that you deal with is tourism as Lieutenant Governor, and bad news, really bad news, from the Las Vegas Review Journal this morning, that the National Finals Rodeo, according to Alan Snell, is going to leave Las Vegas. This is 10 nights and 10 days, really, of huge crowds that pack Las Vegas at a time that's traditionally slow. And for those in northern Nevada that may not be equating with what this means, imagine if we lost our bowling tournaments that last 5 months to another locale, and they've been after us for years to do this. Your thoughts on what happened? How did Florida take this away, and what does Las Vegas need to do to make sure something like this doesn't happen again?
Well, first, I'll tell you, Sam, that the National Final Rodeo is one of the great events in Las Vegas. You know, as somebody who's grown up in Las Vegas and attended it multiple times, as a matter of fact, last week I was there and just loved every minute of it. It is a huge economic impact to Las Vegas, and those of us who remember the days before the rodeo was in town remember what December was like in Las Vegas. Very slow. very challenging for the casinos and the industry there. And as far as what happened, I don't know all the details about what happened. Some people suggest that maybe we got a little complacent and felt like the Cowboys were always coming back. I do think it's just a wake-up call for us to remind us that we are in a hyper-competitive environment now for these kind of tourism dollars and these kind of convention dollars, and we've got to be just vigilant in terms of our ability to attract that kind of business and keep that kind of business. My own prediction, though, is this. The Cowboys will go to Florida, they'll like it for a while, and they'll want to come back to Vegas.
Well, it seems to me, you know, from what was reported by Alan Snell, we're talking $4 million in a new stadium. MGM Stadium right. will be completed by the time that the Florida Stadium will be built. That doesn't seem to me to be the whole story. It cannot be just about $4 million, because one way or another, that amount of money could have been raised, and without necessarily raising ticket prices through right. the roof.
Well, there's been some suggestions, as I've talked with other people, that the rodeo may have wanted to make a little bit of a statement to Las Vegas as well, to not take us for granted. And they may have wanted to maybe move the venue for a time and remind us that this is an important part of our economy, and to treat them well and to give them every incentive and opportunity and continue to welcome them, and we will continue to welcome them. And those who run the Convention and Visitor Authority in Las Vegas are the best in the world. We'll get them back.
And the other thing that should be mentioned is this thing is so huge that it's not just the events at Thomas and Mack, but it's that they have parties everywhere. They can't handle it at the stadium.
That's right. Well, and they're spread throughout the convention centers, and they have the Cowboy Christmases and all the shows and the rodeo entertainment all over town, and that's part of the fun of having the Cowboys in town and having the rodeo in town. But I don't think that you're going to have a place outside of Las Vegas that will be able to accommodate that kind of an event. And I am very confident they'll be back. But your point is, do we need to continue to develop the facilities to make sure we keep those kind of huge events and to attract more? Absolutely. And the stadium in Las Vegas is an important part of that that plan.
Okay, let's get back to the Lieutenant Governor's race.
Okay.
It's very important because there's talk that perhaps Governor Sandoval, through midterm 2016, might take on Harry Reid in the U.S. Senate race, and if he wins, bada bing, the lieutenant governor becomes a governor. Now, I wanted to ask you about your primary opponent in the GOP, Sue Loudon. It shows that federal documents show that she still owes about $500,000 from her race against Sharon Angle in the 2010 U.S. Senate race. What do you think about someone who has yet to pay their bills on their last race running again for lieutenant governor in such an important race?
Well, I think that that's something that my opponent's going to have to answer for and have to respond to people like you, Ray. I do think that personal responsibility is an important facet of any office in the country, and continuing to pay your bills and to make sure that your creditors are satisfied is an important part of what we do in business and an important feature of somebody that's being considered for public office. I'll tell you that what I've focused on, though, is what I bring to the table, Ray, and what I want to do with Lieutenant Governor's position, and that is I want to be a very strong voice and continue to fight for Nevada, as I did with my work with the Obamacare litigation, in ensuring that Nevadans' constitutional rights are protected. I want to continue to partner with the governor on those important issues. You know, the governor's the one who appointed me. We've got a very strong relationship, a long history of protecting Nevada's rights. He and I will work very, very closely together in the legislature. I want to be his voice in the legislature and be able to, as lieutenant governor, go in and talk to the legislators as they're making legislation and tell him, look, you can beat your head against the wall for 4 months, or you can work with the governor on this legislation and he'll sign it. If you don't, then he'll probably veto it. So I'd like to really be a voice of the governor in the legislature, and I think I bring that unique facet to this race.
Okay, you mentioned talking about Sue Loudon, personal responsibility. Do you think that she lacks personal responsibility by not paying off these debts?
Well, I can tell you this. I think it's important for those of us who hire individuals to work for us in our businesses or in our campaigns to pay them. And unless you have some basis to say that there's no reason for you to pay them, the fact that you just don't have money left at the end of your campaign when you've made promises that you're going to do whatever it takes to pay for a campaign run suggests to me that there ought to be some payment made, and I would hope that that those who work hard or in small businesses get paid by anybody who's in business or in a campaign.
And I should at least put forward Sue Loudon's point of view here, which would be that there are some discussions and debates about some of those debts and whether they're valid or not. Let's take a break. More with State Senator Mark Hutchison running for Lieutenant Governor when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nevada Newsmakers 10th Annual Teen Edition is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association, Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada State Education Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with State Senator Mark Hutchison. He's running for lieutenant governor. Now, it's interesting. You're talking about if you would become elected to be lieutenant governor, that you would want to work hand-in-hand with the governor.
Right.
I presume that in your role as a state senator, you would doing the same thing. Would that be correct?
Oh, sure. You know, the governor and I, along with other Republicans and other Democrats, met on a regular basis. I was over in his office almost on a weekly basis talking about legislation.
Okay, so what did he think about your proposal on that mining tax?
Oh, well, he was not in favor of that alternative to the margins tax. He told me so after the fact. Something that he and I have had discussions about, and he was very clear about during the course of the legislative session. The one thing that we are absolutely united on is the idea that we have to beat the margins tax. This is an absolutely devastating, jobs-killing, economy-cratering piece of legislation. It's not a piece of legislation, initiative on the ballot, excuse me. And the alternative that was offered was for that purpose, was to try to kill the margins tax. And so I want to continue my efforts now that there's not going to be an alternative on the ballot to put that margins tax to rest, because it'll kill us.
What did you think about Ruben Murillo was on the program, the head of the teachers union, and he wasn't sure whether it was $800 million a year or $800 million over the biennium. It turns out on their website, Tom Mitchell was kind enough to send me the information, that it is 1.6, that's what they're saying, it would come to $1.6 billion of additional revenue. Can you imagine legislators seeing that kind of money coming in to the kitty, leaving alone the money that's already there from the state in the DSA going forward? Because, I mean, there's not been a lot of big fights at the legislature because there's been no money.
Right.
You put in an additional $1.6 billion.
Right. And that's another one of the weaknesses in the initiative, Sam, you pointed out, and that is that it doesn't have to go to education. The legislatures can take that money and do whatever they want to do with it. They can keep the current funding levels for education. This is being sold as an education package, and this is the way we're going to solve all of our funding problems. But the answer is there's nothing in the initiative that requires that spending directly on on education. And as you point out, give some politicians a chance to get $1.6 billion in their hands. They're probably going to find some other places to spend it. So that's just another reason that we ought to defeat the margins tax. There's a right way and there's a wrong way to fund education. The margins tax is not the right way to do it.
Okay. Last week, Senator Harry Reid was in Reno, and he went out of his way to praise Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, who seems to be the front runner to run for lieutenant governor as a Democrat. And as you know, she had polling come out last week that shows if people know her story about how she was a, one of 13 children in a poor Latino family, and her mom left when she was nine, and she got pregnant and had an abortion and stole a car, and then she turned her life around, bada bing, she got her GED, she went to USC on a scholarship, she went to UNLV law school, she's an assemblywoman. You know, once they know that, she might have a chance of beating you if you two end up in the general election. What do you think about Lucy Flores as your opponent in the general election?
Well, the last part of your question was the key part where you said, I got to get past the primary first in order to face her. And so that's where I'm focused right now, Ray. So, I welcome Lucy to any kind of a race that she decides to get involved in. I applaud anybody's willingness to jump into the political arena. It's a very difficult environment. And if she's willing to do that, I applaud her, and I'll look forward to contrasting my record and my view of government, because that's really what it's going to be about. What's your view of government? What's your political philosophy? How are we going to continue the policies that Governor Sandoval has put in place that has begun to pull us out of this economic decline? And what are you going to do to further Nevada's interest and further Nevada's future? So we'll have a chance to really contrast our views on that if I have the fortunate opportunity to run in a general after this primary.
Okay, now you talked about how much money you're willing to raise and put into this race, and it was millions of dollars the last time we talked. One of the things that Senator Reid has been very good at is clearing the way for candidates to not have a primary.
Right.
Are you thinking in any terms of having a discussion with Sue Loudon about either you or she stepping down and allowing this to be, a solo Republican race?
Well, I think that both of us make our own decisions based on what's best for us and for our families. I even said that when I talked with her. I just said, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You need to make the best decision for yourself. And I think that she's making that decision. I'm making the same decision. Is it better to avoid a primary, not to spend as much money in a primary? Sure, it would be great not to have to spend the money in the primary. But at the same time, it allows you to have opportunities to present yourself to the voters, let them know what your philosophy is, let them know what your view is of Nevada and Nevada.
But aren't you concerned that the primary could get so ugly that whoever comes out of it would be a lot weaker going up against a Hispanic candidate who's got name recognition, certainly in Southern Nevada?
Well, there's no question that you would like to go into a general as strong as you can, and people have criticized what happened in the last Republican primary presidential election in those terms as well. I think that I'm going to do all that I can to make sure that we address the issues and we address the subjects that Nevadans are concerned about. Let's have an open discussion, an open forum about what our view is and our vision for Nevada, and let's let the voters decide on that basis.
And that's where we have to leave it. Mark Hutchison, always a pleasure to have you on the program.
It's great to be with you, Sam.
Thank you,
Ray.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed. Labels Consignment Boutique is Reno's finest and most exciting upscale designer resale store. All the best names in town end up here. Labels Consignment Boutique on West 1st Street near downtown Reno. The designer shoppers' dream come true.
My family's been providing senior care in Nevada for over 40 years. We built the Arbors because we saw a need for quality care, specifically for those with Alzheimer's or other memory impairments. The Arbors is safe, comfortable, and homey, with plenty of indoor and outdoor space. We promote independence and offer physical, social, and mental activities for all of our residents. Memory care. It's all we do, and that's why we do it so well.
I spent a lot of time with my father out in the field, so I really felt it was important to introduce both of my children to hunting and fishing and the outdoors at an early age, and hopefully they would pick that up as they got older themselves.
Hunting just really offers aspects to life with family that you couldn't really reach anywhere else. I'm proud of it because I feel like I have knowledge that I can share with those around me, and it just really makes you excited and want to share those experiences as far as hunting with other people too.
Service, Volkswagen, Audi, repair. Next time, AutoMotion, Reno.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Heidi Smith is here, former Republican National Committee woman. Greg Crawford is co-manager of Alliance Trust Company. And Stacey Woodbury, executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. So, interesting things back in Washington, D.C., as John Boehner takes on the Tea Party. Your thoughts on what's going on with the Republicans back in D.C. and this budget agreement that Paul Ryan and Patty Murray got through, it would seem.
Well, it seems to me that they did get through it. Thank goodness we don't have to go through what we did before. My opinion of John Boehner has never been high. It still isn't high. I personally think that things got settled and let it go. But the extremes are upset. They're very mad. And the fight's still on.
Well, but it's interesting, though, because Paul Ryan has been a conservative darling. And so for him to have gotten this agreement and be taken flak from the right, does that not concern you?
I went along with Ryan. That's just the way it is. It seems to me, and they're going to call me getting more liberal every day, is that the extreme right will not be happy with anything. Now, who is the extreme right? I don't know. We can't call them really Tea Party anymore. We can't call them Paulies. I don't know what we can call them, but these are people who will never be happy. Do we have to compromise? Compromise is a dirty word, but in some cases, you have to do it.
Greg, this was not a grand bargain at all. It just pushed the can down the road 2 years.
It certainly did, but it's an important 2 years. I mean, I think a lot of this has to do with the failure of the government shutdown strategy and the frustration that the general public had with that strategy. The issues might be real, and as a matter of fact, I think they are real, but the strategy, the way it played out, led to this weakened hand for the GOP and this forced settlement, which did not appease the far right side of the
party. How did the markets take it?
The markets generally appreciated the brinksmanship that we saw with the government shutdown was not considered to be helpful to the markets. So the markets generally appreciated the fact that we have a two-year window now where hopefully we can get some sort of grand compromise, some long-term structural compromise with the government.
Stacey, as you look at this, do you have concerns that the Republican Party continues to crumble in different directions here?
Well, I think Heidi made a good point about the need to eventually come to consensus. It doesn't do everyone any good to keep going through all of these log jams and putting up barriers. The bottom line is everybody wants this country to recover, and we're not going to do it by being partisan. We're going to do it by working together, and we've all got to sit down to the table and have those discussions, not just in D.C., but in Nevada, too, to solve the issues that we've got going.
Well, you know, you talk about this issue of split with the Republicans in Washington, D.C. They got nothing on Nevada. And I think the real key here with the Republicans is that some Republicans, I think, that really on the far right have lost their conception of practicality. I mean, what can get done? Now Harry Reid, he was calling them anarchists. I don't think it goes that far, but they're just not being practical in moving the country forward. Some of them, I think, would like to see everything kind of break down.
I think you got to look at the greatest negotiators in our time, I think, were those people that framed the Constitution that were all fighting about what it means. Those people compromised, and when there was a sticky issue, when there was a couple, they left it out of the document and didn't touch it to get that consensus. We need to find what we can agree on.
Okay, I got a question for you. What exactly is a constitutional conservative? I've heard that phrase, and I don't know the definition of a constitutional conservative.
They opened the book and they read it.
But they believe it structurally. They, you know, whatever it says in there is what they believe.
It's similar to a take every word literally, Bibleist, if you could say that. I am a constitutional person. The problem is, you get three people in a room, you're not going to get consensus on anything.
As far as the Constitution goes.
Correct.
Or the Bible, I guess.
Or that too. So you have people who want to go back to the way things were. And I would like to see things to go going back to the way they were. You're personally responsible for whatever you do. In this society, we have changed so fast in the last 15 years, you're not going to get that. That's the biggest problem. You're not going to get what you want. So the word comes up to compromise. Compromise means that you're a socialist in that context. Harry Reid is, to me, is the world's biggest joke, but then that's just me.
Greg, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting phrase, and I don't know exactly what constitutional conservative means either, but I do generally see people with that mindset that the Constitution has to be interpreted in a more literal fashion than perhaps it's the way it's evolved in the interpretation of.
Okay, Stacey, quick answer. Is that a minority or a majority opinion amongst conservatives?
Amongst conservatives, I think it's a majority opinion.
A majority opinion. Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
A new vehicle for Christmas is truly one of the most memorable gifts one can give or receive. Carson City Jeep pulls out all the stops this holiday season by offering new Jeep Grand Cherokees for just $31,700. Or if adventure is your preference, check out the Wrangler for just $23,500. Or Wrangler Unlimiteds for only $27,800. Do Christmas big at Carson City Jeep's Big Finish 2013, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in our network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
Welcome to Toyotathon. How can I help?
We need something safe for the little one.
Well, Toyotas are loaded with great safety features. It's important.
People call us overprotective.
Is there such a thing? There's a great selection here.
Right?
Yeah. I guess there is such a thing. Hmm?
As what?
Lease a new 2013 Highlander for only $299 a month. Or choose $2,000 customer cash. Or 0% APR financing for 60 months. Toyota. Let's go places.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Em. On our next broadcast, we'll have Reno Mayor Bob Pischel.